Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bledsoe. Burnett.
Arkansas Senate Bill 202, filed several weeks ago by Republican State Senator Bart Hester, District 1, Cave Springs, passed 24-8 in the state Senate Monday afternoon. The legislation is in reaction to the city of Fayetteville passing an inclusive civil rights code last summer, which later was repealed at the ballot box. The ordinance, which would have banned discrimination in housing, employment, and public accommodation, included gender identification and sexual orientation. Such laws, Hester says, would blunt business. That's why he titled it the Interstate Commerce Improvement Act.
By a vote of 24 yeas, 8 nays, the bill passes. Please transmit to the House.
Leading up to the Senate vote, several legislators argued against the bill. This is Democratic Senator Keith Ingram, District 24, West Memphis.
I would urge you to vote against this bill simply because home rule. We gave home rule to cities in the 70s, and we extended it in 2011.
Senator Ingram's reference to home rule means the codified authority by Arkansas cities and counties to make their own ordinances and rules, not in conflict with state law, of course.
If Washington passed something like this and passed it down to this state, we would scream about federal overreach.
Democratic Senator Linda Chesterfield, District 30, Little Rock, also stands in opposition.
I believe that we need to be very careful in this state if we are going to continue to attract industry about the message that we send about being an open and welcoming state.
In a telephone interview last week, Senator Bart Hester insists his bill standardizes civil rights laws in Arkansas.
The intent is just to make sure that we have an even conduit throughout the state of Arkansas for businesses to operate in.
He also insists his measure does not discriminate against LGBT Arkansans.
They are worthy of equal protection that everyone else is worthy of. We are all equal. I think they deserve just as much respect as I do. They shouldn't deserve extra protections.
No state or federal laws exist to protect the estimated 47,000 LGBT residents in Arkansas. According to the Williams Institute, a survey of 1,000 LGBT Arkansas residents taken last year revealed that of those polled, 25% reported employment discrimination and 37% harassment at work. Some universities and private sector employers in Arkansas, including Walmart and Tyson Foods, have policies which prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. But Senator Bart Hester says he has concerns about conveying broad protections, especially to transgender women.
Scary Ports was when it's going to allow a grown man to share a bathroom with a little girl, a grown man to be in a locker room with a little girl, a grown man to go to the women's shelter. Those are the things that just go too far.
Mark Hayes, Director of Legal Services for the Arkansas Municipal League, was invited to speak to the Senate Committee on City, County, and Local Affairs the day the bill was filed.
I told the committee that the way the language was drafted in the bill, I was concerned about what lawyers frequently referred to as unintended consequences, which are ways for litigation to ensue over matters that may not have been the intent of the bill, but are potential issues by virtue of the nature of the language in the bill.
Bart Hester is meeting with the Municipal League's Executive Committee this week, but he's certain his measure will withstand legal challenge.
Certainly every bill in the state of Arkansas is drafted by the Bureau of Legislative Research, which is a state function, a function of the legislative branch. We have many attorneys that work on this. But I had many attorneys throughout the country that have worked on these similar bills in other states where it's become law, like just recently in Tennessee was upheld at the appellate court level.
Well, I just don't have a lot of confidence in Senator Hester's ability to make sound legal interpretations.
Fayetteville Alderman Matthew Petty is the architect of the state's first inclusive municipal civil rights ordinance, which was repealed last December in a special election, 52%, 48%. Petty's since been working with the city attorney, he said, on some new ordinance frameworks. But for now, he's watching Hester's bill move through the legislature.
My greater concern is that we still have folks out there whether they're gay or transgendered or a veteran or a member of other protected classes that don't have the kinds of rights that they should have. And I think if Senator Hester had an interest in providing those rights, we could come to an agreement, and I might even have some admiration for him for taking on the challenge. But as it stands, he's introduced a bill with no intention of providing those rights at all.
Senator Bart Hester's bill won't affect policies that cover employees of a city, county, or political subdivision. For example, in Eureka Springs, which has a significant LGBT population and progressive city policies. Last year, in fact, Eureka attempted to pass its own inclusive non-discrimination ordinance, which failed to get on the agenda. But a new version unanimously passed Monday night. This is Alderman James DeVito.
We had every intention of revisiting this ordinance. It's just that when the state legislators started Senate Bill 202, we felt it expedient that we get this ordinance in place.
Carroll County Justice of the Peace Lamont Ritchie, using Fayetteville's ordinance as a template, drafted Eureka's new NDO. And for him, it's personal.
I explained it to the council members last night that, you know, though Steve and I have lived in Eureka for over 23 years, it is possible, it is truly possible that we could walk into a restaurant and be denied service solely because we're gay. It's unfortunate that a law has to be enacted, but that's where it starts. I think what the council did last night was tremendously brave, and I am so proud. I am so very, very proud of Eureka Springs right now.
Eureka's newest home rule now prohibits discrimination based on real or perceived race, ethnicity, national origin, age, gender, gender identity, gender expression, familial, marital, and socioeconomic status, religion, sexual orientation, disability, or veteran status. For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.